Welcome to Impact Empowered, the podcast that enables leaders in social impact to amplify their message and boost the influence of their programs with confidence and agility. Fueled by a network of changemakers, you will hear from your peers and industry experts on best practices, tips, and trends. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional looking to adapt and scale, we are here to inspire and empower your philanthropy. In each episode, we deliver the best hard-hitting analysis of current trends in philanthropy and share cutting-edge ideas from CSR leaders like you. In today's episode, we'll be discussing the future of international philanthropy and future-proofing nonprofits with Mark Layton, CyberGrant CEO, as he hosts Ted Hart, President and CEO of Charities Aid Foundation of America.
Hi, everybody. I'm delighted to welcome Ted Hart, the President and Chief Executive of CAF, Charity Aid Foundation of America. He's an author. He's an expert in philanthropy, including fundraising, international giving, AML, and he's a friend. So welcome, Ted. How you doing, buddy?
Thank you, Mark.
But it's hard to believe that we're still here, isn't it? It's just bananas.
Well, we've done a lot. Our donors have done a lot in that period of time.
They sure have. Yeah, that's actually one of the things that I want to talk about. But listen, I want to jump in and talk to you about kind of the great work that you and your team have been doing during the COVID crisis to help donors and, enable not-for-profits to address it. But first, maybe just a second to talk about, the partnership that we have together and why that's important for right now. So let me just remind everybody that CyberGrants and Charity Aids Foundation of America are partnered because Charity Aids Foundation of America is an important part of the CyberGrants disbursement solution. Your donor advised fund is the centerpiece or, an integral part anyway of the work that we do to ensure that we have the best, most efficient, most effective, and safest way to distribute financial resources from companies and their constituents, including their employees. So, thanks for joining us in that effort.
Thank you, Mark. And of course, having the opportunity be the donor advised fund, to be the charity that is a partner with CyberGrants, gives all of those donors an opportunity to give to a much wider array of charities. And more importantly, I think, and even during this global pandemic, for that money to move faster to the charities than I ever was able to before.
Yeah, and super efficient. And we love working with you guys. We've added, as you know, our front door not-for-profit portal, which not only allows not-for-profits to manage their CyberGrants relationships, making that even more efficient. It also is a great resource for really, really super accurate, highly vetted not-for-profit information. So that makes it that much more efficient also. And I think people are recognizing. I think for the most part, it's been going pretty well. I think you've felt a fair amount of the activity, right?
Oh yeah. Well, we've certainly seen that borne out in the numbers. Last year, over 250,000 gifts that were made, over $61 million. Donated. And then, Mark, we went on and doubled those numbers this year.
That's great. Well, I can tell you more to come. We have more than 60 companies today using this. We expect that we'll process more than 200 million this year. So, we're going to double that again at least. And I expect there'll be more than 300% increase year over year in the solution. So more to come. So I think it's just being recognized as the best and most efficient way to do this. So we love working with you guys on that. So thanks so much. So that's the origin of our partnership. But Ted, let's turn for a second about what you guys are up to during this period, because you guys have been incredible in terms of looking at ways to impact the pandemic and help not-for-profits. Can you tell the group a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. From the beginning of the global pandemic, our team immediately started communication, doing something that comes very naturally to us, communicating with the charities that we support, something that CyberGrants counts on us to do. So we began surveying charities around the world and around the country so that we could share with donors what's going on with charities. How are they faring with the global pandemic? What are the challenges that they're facing? And so we began creating the series of reports that kept tabs on charities and helped us track and help your donors and corporate donors be able to track the fate of charities and what the future might hold for charities as we hopefully come to the end of this pandemic.
Yeah, and before we dive into that, you also developed a list of more than 300 charities in over 50 countries that are currently responding on the ground to this really desperate need around the world. Which I think
very powerful. On our website, immediately began collecting that information and providing that free of charge to donors, to corporations, anyone who wanted to come to our website. And of course, you had that information in CyberGrants, where those charities could be selected and people could direct money on the ground where it was needed most during the pandemic. And that continues to today.
Yeah, I think that's really useful to know. You know, vetted existing charities that can address it, you know, in 50 countries around the world. It's really great. And so it's six reports, right, that you've done so far. We'll come back.
We've done six so far. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. You know, I've read them all, and I think it's really fascinating. You guys started right from the beginning of the issue saying, oh my gosh, this is going to be an issue. Let's focus on what's going to be the impact on the entire ecosystem. And what struck me incredibly was that at no time during your survey, did the percentage of not-for-profits negatively impact drop below 90%?
Very high percentage of charities that are negatively impacted in a variety of different ways, including some charities that have had to close their doors because of the stress the charities throughout the country and around the world are feeling because of this pandemic. And many charities are facing sort of the triple whammy where, you know, donations are down. Thankfully for those who are beneficiaries through CyberGrants, many of them have seen donations go up, but that's not the norm for every charity around the world. And they've also seen their costs go up and the demands for services have gone up. So all three of those coming to bear for a lot of charities, and certainly those that are frontline charities, has been an awful lot to bear.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, 7 or 8 months at this point since you started the analysis, and each and every one of these surveys said more than 90%. I just thought that was incredible. Yeah. But there were some things that actually folks did pretty well. Part of what I was reading was that, you know, certainly those that are, you know, essential services or frontline relief were pretty successful, but there's been a lot of trouble in things like fundraising is certainly an issue. Other things like collaboration with other groups has been difficult according to your surveys also.
And, maintaining a volunteer force. If you're a charity that, relies on volunteers, that's been a challenge. During the reports, we've also seen some incredible resilience and a number of charities that are pivoting with new ideas, new fundraising approaches, new ways to reach out to their communities. So very much a mixed bag, and some strong shoots coming from a variety of different sectors as the pandemic has gone on, and unfortunately, a growing number of charities have had to close their doors.
Yeah, as many as 25% have shut down, and if I recall correctly, another quarter.
Well, fearful that they might. Certainly the number that we're tracking that have actually had to close is less than that, but the reports, you're right, have pointed out that up to 25% of charities fear that in the next 12 months they could have to close their doors.
Yeah, I mean, it's been devastating, and this is certainly one of the sectors that's been hardest hit as a result of kind of being challenged from a technology standpoint, and they're not really ready to work from home and things like that. Although, as you say, a lot of things have changed in that regard, and so those that are developing what I think is a really critical work, resilience. Are making it happen. So I think this summer we sponsored with you one of the reports around corporations and what corporate customers corporate donors can do to affect the pandemic.
Yeah, we really can't thank you enough for your partnership and the partnership of others who came together and helped us make sure that we had wide circulation for the survey for the fourth report, The Voice of COVID Philanthropy in Response to COVID-19. And corporate philanthropy was the focus here. So we turned the lens not on the charities in this particular report, but what was it like to be a corporate philanthropist? What was it like to be in that seat making decisions on a daily basis the pandemic is facing you, your employees are affected, your business is affected, your community is affected. And we learned a lot. So again, thank you to CyberGrants and ACCP for stepping forward and helping us make sure that we had a good broad section of corporations that participated so that the data could really be used by others. And we were able to document quite a lot about the work of corporations and how that changed in the face of COVID-19.
Yeah, they really stepped up. I mean, you know, I can tell you from our own surveys through 2020, we had an increase of nearly 10% year over year. And that was already on a year where there was a pretty substantial increase. Nearly 3 in 4 companies have increased their contributions to that period. So
yeah, and many of those. So we went on as we're sharing here, 3 in 4 companies stepped up and increased their charitable donations in the face of COVID. But what they also went on to say is that they intended to continue to give. A large percentage of them intended to keep their giving at a higher level. They were not looking to cut back. And you know, Mark, even I think more impressively, and we certainly saw this play out on cyber grants in terms of, you know, sort of opening up the opportunities for their employees to give for corporations who had already committed grants. They were giving charities the opportunity to rewrite the terms and the use of those funds so that they could be used, you know, for PPE, they could be used for the immediate needs of the community that maybe were not part of the original grant. So a lot of flexibility came forward. A lot of corporations were looking for ways to make sure that their funds were, you know, truly relevant to the needs of the community. And they did exactly that.
Yeah, amazing how much the employees stepped up. I mean, you know, I think for those of us, and I think I count you and me among them, that were fortunate enough to not only be able to continue to contribute, but to be relevant in that contribution, it was really meaningful. And I think that any corporation whose employees were able, I think, stepped up and made it happen. It was really, really exciting. Some more than others, but certainly everybody participated. So that's great. So, you know, you're in this great position because you started this analysis starting, you know, right at the beginning of the pandemic, and you've written 6 reports. The 6th report is probably the most interesting. I think we're all in this place now where we sort of see, you know, maybe a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we're worried about, you know, the tunnel closing before we get there, of course. And the more that it looks like there's an end to this, the more frustrating the current circumstances are.
That's right.
Yeah. But maybe talk a little bit about your most recent update around future-proofing
Thank you. I mean, before I, you know, I start talking, as you said, this is such an important report. Yeah. And we really want to draw attention not only to your corporate supporters, but the employees that that give through cyber grants. It's to actually take just a quick look at our volume 5. Because in volume 5, we asked a slightly different question that really piqued our interest. And that was, what are the skill sets that you have needed or believe that you will need to succeed to get through this pandemic and to come out the other side? And as you said, word there is so important, resilience. And there were a number of different skill sets that charities said they needed, but also that they felt that they needed to improve. So that brings us to Volume 6 report.
Amazing, isn't it?
So then we come to this topic of future proofing.
Yeah.
And what it is that the charities need going forward, and delving into what are the topic areas that they need to improve their skill sets. So that they can be resilient and that they can be part of the success that comes out of the global pandemic, because the entire philanthropic sector has changed. Yeah. The stress that they have had to go through, many of them have pivoted. Many of them have found new ways to partner, to fundraise, to provide service to their communities. And we're not going to go back. I think many of us individually know that our own lives have changed. But certainly the way that charities interact with donors, the way that charities interact with their communities has changed. And I think it's going to have lasting effect. So talking about this, the future proofing, there are 6 areas that this report focuses on. And it's a challenge, Mark, to us, to cyber grants, to CAF America, to all donors, to say your money really matters. Your money really matters right now because these charities, in many ways, are providing the service to our communities that matters most. We work with UFund, WeFund, you know, food banks that have people who used to be their donors utilizing the food bank because they've needed to do. They have people that never thought that they would need these services. And thankfully, those services are there. And they're there in large part because of the Cyber Grants CAF America partnership that is allowing this efficient way for corporations and their employees to move more money to charities when it matters most in a very efficient and cost-effective way. So each of these topic areas are addressed in the future-proofing report that charities need to be able to improve their use of technology, improve their communications and their ability to manage their finances. Fundraising, of course, is so important and is a big part of the value that, that Cyber Grants brings to nonprofit charitable organizations. Their own leadership, their volunteer leadership, their boards of directors, really strengthening. This is sort of hardening and creating a more resilient nonprofit sector so that, you know, the next big jolt to the sector, whether it be an earthquake or a hurricane or, you know, another pandemic. We need these charities. We need them to be strong. These are not just sort of nice to haves, but during this pandemic, we've really learned just how vitally important. And of course, Mark, one of the topics that came out in this report, and I think it's born out of so much of what we've seen, last summer, and how philanthropy has really helped bring topics that we know have been there, but they've just been laid bare to this country and around the world, are issues around diversity, equity, and inclusion, and how charities can make a difference in the services that they provide, in the boards of directors that they have in their volunteer base, and certainly in their donor base. A food bank, may have been seen as providing service to just a sector of our community, suddenly needs to provide service to a much wider array of that community, people who never thought they'd need it.
Yeah, those last two topics that you mentioned when I was reading the report actually really struck me and I think in many ways moved me. I mean, I think, any leader that's gone through this period, forgive the militaristic reference, but feels battle tested, right?
Yeah.
And so there was a great expression of confidence in the leadership of not-for-profits. And I feel that that's true. I think for those people that have gone through this period, frankly, anyone, but particularly not-for-profits, perhaps, that went through that process can feel really confident in their leaders' abilities. And then agreed. I mean, never has it been more important, in addition to strong leadership, to have a focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I know that's important to corporate donors. I talk to them all the time. We're trying to collect ever more information about not-for-profits, so their ability to be able to measure it, to be able to report on it, to be able to focus on those topics are critically important today. And so, as you often hear, for many reasons these days, we're going to have to learn to walk and chew gum all at the same time, which is, what we need to do, right?
Yeah, Mark, a lot of these charities, if we were all honest with each other, we know that charities struggled before the pandemic. We know that a lot of charities were not properly funded. They were not ready to be resilient or, as you said, ready to be battle tested. But now they have been. And thankfully to the corporate donors who stepped up, the employees who stepped up through the Cyber Grants CAF America partnership to give, as we just documented, double the numbers of donations, that doubles the dollars, and it looks like we're gonna do that again. That kind of generosity goes a long way, Mark, to really helping these charities be stronger. But we need to make sure that they're properly funded, and they're not literally existing on a shoestring, because what we found is when we really need them to be strong and resilient, boy, they came close to not being there.
A little thin, yeah. No, that's right. I think it mirrors a lot about what's going on in the broader pandemic. That is to say that, we're almost there, but we've got to finish. And, the other thing that I find interesting, speaking about walking chewing gum, this is not going to be a situation where, hurricanes are going to give us a break because we've just completed
this. It's not hurricane season, right? Or something.
Yeah, something crazy. Right. We're going to have to be ready to go all year long again. And so, we talk a lot about agility. We talk about preparedness. And, I think we've got to finish the job with the not-for-profits and make them even stronger. So, listen, like I said, congratulations to you and your team. you know, you probably got one more, I suspect. Do you have any more plans for surveys at this point?
We do. So we're just about ready to go back into the field now. The survey questions are just being finalized, and we'll do a full review of the year. So we'll have an anniversary look at charities, and you know, what have they gone through, and what lessons can corporate donors and employees at CyberGrants learn from that experience? How well prepared are these charities to go forward?
Yeah. That'll be great. I mean, it's really, and I just want to say to everybody who's listening, if you haven't had the time to walk through it sounds like a lot because there's six different reports, but they actually go through relatively quickly. The information is right up front. I mean, in this last one, you polled 800 charities in 150 countries. So it's remarkably rich work, and it's all available. You don't even have to fill out your name and address and your email, and you don't have to get your
click right through. You don't have to log in any place. It's just right at CAFAmerica.org, and they're all right there, COVID-19 reports.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, congratulations and thanks to you guys. One thing, Ted, that's come up lately is that, you know, obviously there's been some current events where we've talked about, you know, that have led people to be concerned about making sure they know who the not-for-profits are that they're giving to. And you and I have spoken a lot about a focus on learning that and making sure that we offer appropriate choice, but we do so in an educated fashion. You know, we're working on some things in our software that will allow us to do some advanced list analysis. We want to be able to make sure that we point out not-for-profits, that perhaps need additional information. I don't know if you want to say some more about that, because we want to be in lockstep together, because we think there's a
way. Well, and we are, and thank you. And you know, I'm not surprised, and I don't think you are either, you know, we are so synced up. And I think, you know, so the DNA of our foundation and of your company are so closely aligned that, you know, when the report came out that was critical of a number of charities, providing funding to hate groups. You know, obviously we were shocked. I think you were shocked, and a lot of donors were shocked. But what we wanted to make sure that we could take away from that is the opportunity for donors who give through the CyberGrants CAF America partnership an opportunity to make an informed decision. And so, you know, there is information that's out there. We look at a lot of different factors in terms of a charity's readiness to receive contributions through the platform. And so, you know, working together, we're going to make sure that donors don't inadvertently give to a charity that has been independently viewed as supporting hate, which is something that, you know, nobody wants to willingly have their money support hate. We all want to get out of our society. We want to come back together. We don't want to be divided any longer. And so, you know, if we can do our part in making sure that charitable dollars go to the places where donors are eyes wide open, fully informed as to the type of charity that they're supporting. And this is going to be a strong addition, I think, to CyberGrants, because, you know, this, you can go do your own research, and you can go find these databases, and you can pull all those pieces together. But everybody's busy, and particularly, you know, those that are giving through their employer or corporations that are giving, you know, so busy and want to make a difference. It needs to be an informed decision, and we're going to help them do that.
Yeah, I mean, one of the advantages of working with you and working within our platform is that we sort of do it once, and it's available to, you know, as many as 10 million corporate employees. And so we want to do the right thing. Now, it's going to be a bit of a step process, but we're doing some enhanced list analysis to make sure that we can analyze, you know, various data sources to make sure that we're doing the right things. And that process will get better and better and ever more efficient. So there's not a lot of, you know, sort of delays in the process either. So that's our promise, is making sure that the technology is there. So
that's right. That's right. And technology in this case will go a long way in helping make sure that the donors are very intentional as to where they're advising their gift.
Yeah. And we could not be more in alignment on that topic. We want to make sure that we're doing the right thing and that everybody knows that they're going to the right place and not inadvertently giving it to the wrong group, and particularly groups that support.
That's right. Yeah. We you know, as the point that we've made throughout our opportunity to catch up today, is, you know, we want to make this easier. We want to make it more efficient. We want you to be able to support the charities that you want to support and enrich the communities that you want to support. And we're doing that. And this is just one more way we can make sure that it's purposeful and it's informed. you know, it's important to understand, you know, we are fortunate right now in that we are a bit ahead in terms of the vaccine. But right now we're seeing in Europe a resurgence of COVID in Europe. What that means is that the need for philanthropy, the need to build resilient charities all around the world has never been greater. And I think our partnership will reflect that in that, you know, we've got some plans that, you know, we can't tell everybody about everything right now, but, you know, making sure that the ability to give safely, to give in an informed way around the world, in more than 110 countries is certainly something that we're working on, and making sure that cyber grants is a big part of that. And then we've got some even bigger partnerships in, you know, I don't know, countries like maybe the UK or other places that some pretty big things will happen. Again, because the platform is so strong, the efficiency and the effectiveness, others want to join us, be part of that, and make sure that their communities can benefit. And we've got the right formula to make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, we've been really effective in helping make it efficient and secure in the United States. We've been helpful in making that happen in Canada, thanks to you. And maybe we'll find other geographies where that'll happen. We'll see. We'll
yeah,
see.
I think next year this time we may have a few more things to talk about.
Yeah, let's share a pint, shall we? See how that goes. Listen, all kidding aside, man, I miss you. I'm looking forward to connecting again soon.
Got it. Looking forward to it myself.
All right, buddy. You be good. Right, thanks to everybody there. Cheers.
You've been listening to the Impact Empowered podcast, the show that empowers you to make an incredible impact. For more information on how you can make incredible happen, please visit our website at www.cybergrants.com.